Chaver, such a big parsha discussing Binyan Mishkan, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the Kalim of Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash. And Mamish, as we spoke about earlier tonight, has to elevate us to yearn for Beis Hamikdash, have she'ifas for Geula b'mehera b'yameinu. We already spoke earlier about this, but I want to embellish and speak a little bit more about all the Kalim and the measurements of the Kalim are there to teach us very deep lessons in Avodas Hashem. Because until we're zoiche to live out these halachos in a practical sense, they have to be teaching us very deep lessons for now, because Torah is nitzchias. Torah is for every single generation. Every word of Torah is for each and every one of us. We spoke earlier, I want to give a little bit of a different pshat. We spoke earlier first of the Aron. The Aron, we said, all the measurements of the Aron are halves. Amasayim v'chetzi, Ama v'chetzi, Ama v'chetzi. It's Oirech, it's Rachbo, it's Komaso, it's width, it's length, it's height, are all in halves. Maybe that's to teach every single one of us. Because the Aron represents our relationship with Hashem. The Aron represents Torah, the Aron represents the Shechina itself, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. We have to realize, without the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm only a half. My other half is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm nothing without the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm only a half. I always have to be connected to Hashem. And we move on to there, to the Shulchan. And if you look by the Shulchan's almost just the opposite. The Shulchan, most of the measurements are full. By the Shulchan, Vasisa Shulchan, Perichav Hei, Pasuch HaGimel, Amasayim Archo, its length is two complete Amos. Va'ama rachbo, it's with one complete ama. It's komaso, it's height, it's va'ama v'chetzi. So I think I saw this years ago from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, because when it comes to the Shulchan, which had the lechem upon him, represents our world of gashmis, our physical world, our materialistic world. When it comes to materialism, pum faker, just the opposite. I should feel complete already. I don't need anymore. I have all that Rebbeinu has given me, I'm besimcha with, and I don't need anything else. In my ruchnius, I have to feel that I'm only a half without more of a relation with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Torah mitzvahs. But in my gashmius, I'm full already. The komaso, the height, represents going up and my relationship to Hashem within the gashmius. Meaning, to realize that I have to elevate the gashmius even to serve Hashem. And when I drink and eat, make brachos and so on, which we've spoken about so many times. So that one measurement is a half. Because in that way of lifting up the gashmis, I also have to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore in that area, I'm not full yet. I have to work on it. I have to realize that I'm only half without that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But listen to one last kli. If you read in the Psukim, in Perichav Hei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and the next many psukim, it goes through in very detailed ways, all the different intricate details of the menorah. Very, very strange. However, very, very strange. We all know that Petalo was not able to build the menorah, to create the menorah. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu took this block of gold, of Zav, threw it into the fire, and it came out that the Eibishter made the menorah. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the menorah. It had to be made in such a special way. The Eibishter made the menorah. If the Eibishter made the menorah, why is it that the Torah goes into all the different details of how the menorah needs to be made? We're not even making it. What's pshat? Comes along Brisker Rav. Zatzal Zecher Tzadik HaShivracha. And the Brisker Rav says it's to teach us. Everything in this world has to be based on Torah. Everything in this world is based on Torah. It doesn't matter whether I created it or not. There's nothing in this world that's not based on Torah. As the Zohar tells us at the beginning of Bereishis, Hisdakel Bereisu Bari Alma. Hisdakel Bereisu Bari Alma means the Torah is the blueprints of the world. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Everything in this world is based on Torah. There's nothing in this world that's not based on Torah. And what that means is, the more I learn Torah, the more I connect to Torah, the more I understand the world. the more I understand everything in this world. The more I understand how the world relates to me, because everything in this world is somehow based upon Torah, and I'll understand the background to it, the essence of it. Why is it that so many of us, about anything in the world, will go to our Rabbanim, our Rabbeim, to Tzadikim, to Gedolim, to discuss issues that you think you have to go to big psychiatrists and psychologists, to discuss business situations that you think you'd have to talk to the experts in the field? Why is it? Why is it? Because we know these are people that are holding in Torah. And if you're holding in Torah, you have an awareness and an openness to everything that's in the world, because everything in the world is in these books. That's the chachma of the whole world. The more we understand Torah, the more we understand this world. I know a true story. I'm not going to say names. I don't know if they'd want it in recording. But somebody, one of the biggest diamond dealers in the world. And he was once having a certain dispute with a partner in one of the areas. And he didn't know what to do about it. And he went to discuss it with Rabbi David Abu Chazera, the tzaddik, the mekubel, to discuss the situation. He sat with him for 2 hours discussing the situation. He walked out of that meeting and said that that man knew more about the diamond industry and diamonds than anyone he's met in his life. This is one of the biggest diamond dealers in the world. About a year later, he said that the advice that Rabbi David gave him saved him $150 million. $150 million. Rabbi David, you think he ever studied diamonds? You think he ever learned up on it? He's holding in Torah, he's holding in the world. However, the more we're one with Torah, the more we're one with the world, the more we'll be besimcha in the world, the more we'll be besimcha within ourselves. And these are just some of the few lessons that we see from the Heilige Kelim of Beis HaMikdash. In the schus that we take these lessons with us from the Aron, from the Shulchan, from the Nora, we should be zoiche to actually be serving in Beis HaMikdash, be living in Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheiru b'meinu b'karav mamish, and Heilige Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabby, 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 shabby